I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt is equal parts sorrow and fury right now in the wake of the ISIS slayings in Libya. The country's in 7 days of national mourning while the government's calling for a coalition to take out the terror group. Biblica's Carl Muller says they have bookstores throughout the region. Pray for wisdom, safety, and healing.
One of our coworker families there in Egypt visited with one of the 21 families that have been affected directly by the assassination of those Coptic Christians in Libya, and ministered to them and shared with them through God's word the comfort that only God can bring in time of such loss.
Next, a pastor in Bhutan who's been in prison for almost a year has finally been released. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports he was arrested for sharing the gospel and sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Well, later, the court reduced his sentence, telling him he could get out if he paid a fine. While Christians are thanking God for his release and reunification with his family, let me encourage you to pray protection on Christians in Bhutan. And there's another translation milestone to report. This time, it's in the realm of audiovisual scripture, specifically the Jesus film. The Jesus film project's Kerry Hagen says they just finished producing the film in the 1300th language. You can see how the newest translations are reaching people groups worldwide at our website. Ask the Lord how He wants you to get involved.
You can give, you can go, you can pray. We need all the help we can get. There's a lot of people that haven't heard yet. Maybe there's some of your listeners that want to join with us and leverage their skill and expertise in getting the gospel out there.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories of changed lives when you get the Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.